Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is February 14th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling, and this is our WWE Elimination Chamber 2022 predictions. The show is at noon Eastern on Saturday, so it means I got to work a Saturday instead of a Thursday afternoon, which I was already going to work. But you know what? We're here. We're talking about wrestling. We love it. There's nothing we'd rather be doing than covering a WWE Saudi event on a Saturday afternoon. And we're able to do that thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'll tell you more about that later. We got Jeremy Lambert of Fightful Overbooked. I had somebody on Reddit the other day say, you know what? I think Jimmy Van doesn't like Jeremy Lambert. Because when Jeremy Lambert popped up on his show, he stopped being on shows with Sean Ross Sapp. I said, hey, twerp, we gave him a podcast network. Then we let him rebrand that podcast network. It's Jeremy Lambert, Fightful Overbooked.
I do think Jimmy Van doesn't like. He left a review on Fightful Select saying I was deceased, right? Wasn't that he wrote that review?
That was an exit review. One of the exit reviews just said Jeremy is deceased. And I was like, is this how I'm finding out about this? Is somebody canceling their subscription? Unreal. But we've got Elimination Chamber to talk about. So let's go ahead and get into it. Not that many matches, but a surprising number of women's matches on this show. Kind of headlined by Becky Lynch versus Lita. There ain't a chance in hell Lita wins this match, but to me, I see that she can do a moonsault, I see she can do a Lita Kinrana, and she can do a Twist of Fate. So to me, you can get a good 6-7 out of this if you need to. What are your thoughts on this match?
I'm worried it's going to go longer than 6 or 7. And
doesn't need to.
No, it definitely doesn't. She proved she can hit the moonsault. That was obviously a big concern coming back. She kind of had those same concerns in interviews. The Twist of Fate, it looked a lot better on Becky than it did Charlotte, because Charlotte is very tall. That was Lita's explanation. Charlotte's very tall. and we'll see what else she can do. I don't have like super high expectations for this match, but I do have expectations that they'll work smart, they'll work hard, and it'll be a fine match, assuming it doesn't overstay its welcome at all. And Becky will obviously win. They're not putting the belt on Lita.
Reminder, guys, you can get your super chats and humper chats in if you want to make your predictions and have them read on the air, or your question read on the air. We would greatly appreciate it. Humperchats.com. Even if you're not watching live, you can leave your comments for future shows as well. Yeah, I'm picking Becky Lynch there. We will have betting odds for WWE Elimination Chamber on Fightful Select shortly. Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss. So help me God. This is Falls Count Anywhere. If Madcap Moss wins this, I will be livid. Keep in mind, Drew already beat him in a tag match. He beat him in a singles pay-per-view match last month. Now, Madcap Moss beat him up, put him on the shelf, but Drew came back, eliminated both he and Happy Corbin, and then beat the shit out of them with stares. To me, that is the end of the feud. What more do you want? What else can you take away? Are you taking his suspenders next?
Why isn't Corbin wrestling this match? That's what I want to know. Like, he's Mox is the lackey, right? Like, Madcap is the lackey. He should be facing Corbin. Is that the Mania match? Are we going to get Drew and Corbin at Mania? They're just going to stretch this out for another 2 months so we get this at Mania? God help us all if that happens. God help us if Drew loses this match. I imagine he's going to win, but strange things happen in Saudi, Sean Ross Sapp. You remember when Shane McMahon beat Roman Reigns in Saudi? Strange things happen over there.
Maybe because Baron Corbin got hit with stairs, he's not cleared. They have to make room on the card for Johnny Knoxville, who had a brain hemorrhage recently. You know, yeah, that's the important part. Ronda Rousey and Naomi versus Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. The news of this match was broken on FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. Naomi and Charlotte had an amazing match on Friday. Just amazing. And they shoehorned Rousey in there. And Sonya's in there, which I'm excited about. But we're looking.
Who are the baby faces and the heels in this? I guess Charlotte and Sonya, but no one's Naomi. Cheering for
Naomi. I mean, we got Ronda, who's barely wrestled in 3 years. Sonya, who's barely wrestled in a year and a half. I think this will be okay because you got Naomi and Charlotte, and wrestling isn't exactly foreign to Sonya Deville. She put in the reps before, but we've got a lot of people on this show between Goldberg, Rousey, Sonya, Lita that have not been wrestling regularly for quite some time.
I don't have high expectations for this match. I assume Sonya or Naomi are there to take the fall. My guess is Naomi takes the fall because they like to do that. We'll see. We will see. Right? Like I can't. Charlotte and Ronda are going to work a little bit. And then it should be fine. Like, all these women are good, but I don't have any interest in this. Shout out to Charlotte and Naomi. They did have a great match.
Incredible match.
Yeah.
Van Twinblade said, my prediction is watch Black Wrestlers Matter instead. No blood money. I don't disagree with that whatsoever. We've got Dylan Jason Voorhees. Oh, boy. Says, why is Edge not in this chamber? Legit don't understand why he's also not in the main event picture right now. Give him another world title. Also, who do you think faces Bobby at Mania? He's winning, right?
I don't know if Bobby Lashley is
Bobby's winning, buddy. Let's go ahead and talk about it, and we'll get to the other stuff afterwards. But since the super chat was there, Lashley, Lesnar, Rollins, Theory, Riddle, Styles. This has the potential to be one of the best in-ring elimination chambers ever. Like, the potential. If they book it right, it could be outstanding. And I think they revolutionized that chamber a few years ago by making it safer. But I don't know what kind of structure they'll use in Saudi Arabia. Are they porting over a new one? Or are they like, well, sorry, we're going to build what we can here. like that makeshift stadium that UFC had put together.
I hope the king has asked for the old one. He's like, I want the original elimination. Yeah,
he wants the most violent one.
Yeah, of course he does. Yes, that's the one.
He wanted Yokozuna, so why not? He wanted Yokozuna. I mean, I had people in the Inside the Royal Rumble 2 feature say, that's why we brought in that sumo guy for 40 seconds, is because they wanted Yokozuna. I just know that Fala Ba was like, Scott D'Amore, pony up the money or I'm jumping ship. I will dress up like Yokozuna. As far as Edge, I mean, I would imagine they've already got his WrestleMania program decided and he's a part-time guy. I would imagine he makes so much money that there's probably not that much that they can entice him with. I know what some of the guys are making that re-signed over the past year or two, and he's probably making that much or more. Why no Edge here, you think?
I mean, he did the last Saudi show, so I it's not like he's opposed to doing them or anything. I think no Edge because I don't think they have his WrestleMania plans figured out. Fair. Unless it's AJ Styles. I know both those guys are really pushing for it. So maybe that's the direction they go. But I don't think they have anything figured out to this point. And that's why they're like, well, we don't have a good match for Edge. We're not going to put him in the chamber. So here we go. This is what we're doing. I don't know why Edge is in the chamber. He probably should be unless they don't want him to take a pinfall, which is a valid reason. That's it. That's really the only reason I can think of is they don't want him to take a pinfall and they've decided they're just not going to shoehorn him in on this show, which is kind of surprising.
Who do you think wins this?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, you too.
I think it's Brock. Because speaking of guys that I don't think they want taking a pinfall, I don't know why you're putting Lesnar in this thing unless you don't have him winning this and you're going to have him take two falls in a month between, or in weeks between Rumble and Chamber. So yeah. I think Brock's winning unless they do some screwy thing again where Brock takes another fall because of Roman and Lashley retains. But I don't think you want to do that twice in a couple weeks.
Sometimes they just do shit to do it. It's so weird.
They do. Dylan, I think Jason, Brock's winning.
I do too. Dylan Jason Voorhees says, bright green Chamber, I can see it. AJ versus Edge at Mania, please. I hope. AJ versus Edge at Mania would be a great one. And Hannah says, Edge had the best match in the last Saudi show. Yeah.
I thought you were hoping for a bright green Chamber, which would be tremendous. That's what I hope for. Give me the bright green Chamber. Remember, they should just sell to all red. Just do a bright green with the Chamber.
I would like a bright green one. Why not? And Edge has been great since he returned.
Yes.
We've got the Usos versus the Viking Raiders. I don't think the Viking Raiders are going to win this, but it's a tag team title. So quite literally, if they switch the titles here and then switch them back Friday, who could possibly give a shit? The Usos have had a great reign. They broke their own record for the longest SmackDown tag team title reign, at least since the brand split. Any thoughts on this?
My thoughts are your thoughts, or your thoughts are my thoughts. Is who cares if the Usos win? Fantastic. If they lose, they'll probably switch them back again in 2 weeks. And sure.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Should be good. These teams are good. Should be a good match.
I'll say the Viking Raiders just to say it. Why not? Roman Reigns.
I hope someone now clips that like Sean picked the Viking Raiders. What does he know? He clearly doesn't know anything about this show.
Yeah, that's what I like. We've got the Roman Reigns versus Goldberg match. This is, according to Goldberg, the last match on his deal. Although he himself has been very foggy on that. He has said, oh, one more match. And he said, I got two matches a year through 2023 or 2022. I'm not sure the man knows his own contract, but I think that he is not winning this match. It would be a monumental waste to have Roman Reigns lose to Bill Goldberg, much less in Saudi Arabia. But you know WWE, they love switching those titles in Saudi.
Here we go, Sean. I figured it out.
Oh,
you ready?
Shit.
Brock wins the Chamber, and everyone thinks, oh, title versus title, here we go. Brock costs Roman this match, so Goldberg wins the title. So you don't have to do title versus title. You get your two Mania matches, or your two title matches at Mania. Goldberg goes into Mania as the champion. Everyone's like, oh, Big E, it's gonna be Big E. No, of course it's not gonna be Big E. They don't care about him. Edge and Goldberg at Mania for whatever, the Universal title. That's what's on the line here, right? That's what's on the line. Edge, Goldberg,
stop
Brock,
it.
And Roman. We got your two title matches at WrestleMania. Spear versus Spear. They love that. Spear versus Spear stuff.
You're
Goldberg.
Right.
Goldberg's got to run through everybody who ever has a spear. He beat Lashley. He's going to beat Roman. And now he's going to beat it. Who else does a spear? Charlotte. He's going to face Charlotte next.
Big Show did for a while.
Big Show. He's going to go to AEW and he's going to beat Big Show. He's already beat Big Show. Spear versus spear. That's what they're selling at WrestleMania.
Hannah says they're going to fiend Roman.
Don't include me in that shit.
Oh, man. Patches Malone says, not usually much of a humper, but Jeremy and SRS on screen together for Valentine's Day feels like a special occasion. It was. We had this planned for months, and it finally paid off. I definitely didn't ask Jeremy 8 minutes before this broadcast to do this show because I forgot to do a prediction show at all. But you know what? No matter where you are in the world, whether you're in Saudi Arabia or America, you can use NordVPN.com/Fightful. 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. Change your virtual location with just one click. Man, it helps you avoid region blocking for your favorite shows, helps protect you when you're on that Wi-Fi that's unsecured when you're traveling, gives you that peace of mind. Geo restrictions no longer an issue because you change that location with just one click. And it's the fastest VPN in the world. Your internet traffic gets routed through a secure encrypted tunnel that protects your data and privacy, and you can use it on up to 6 devices, laptop, phone, smart TV, iPad, even your router. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I mean, if you ordered that UFC pay-per-view this past week, you noticed those prices are increasing. Well, you know what? You get NordVPN and you subscribe to BT Sport. It's not nearly that expensive. You end up saving like $55-$60. Things pays for itself. NordVPN.com/Fightful. And now we're back with the colors, Jeremy. Look at that.
I was doing Vanna White, and you just you completely
I didn't think
out.
You'd I'm be Vanna. Down for it. I didn't think you'd be down for it.
Why?
I don't know.
We've worked together for how long? I do bits in the snow with my shirt off. Like,
that's true.
Of course.
Cadillac Carson says, I need Jeremy to start booking WWE for my own entertainment. I'm sure you've got a show that you've done this on already. You have to book like WWE books.
Oh, I would 100% do this.
You predict WWE's booking based on their own standards, which is worst case scenario.
That's what Joel Pearl does all the time.
He does. He does very good at it. Dylan Jason Voorhees says, I'm giving my money to stop you from this tragic fate. WWE is so going to hear this, and I'm sad now. Goldberg needs to go, man. No offense. I liked the Ziggler match. There have been a lot of 2-, 3-, 4-minute matches of his that I've liked. The
novelty. What was the last bad Goldberg match?
Probably Undertaker.
That wasn't bad. That was one of the most hilarious matches of
all time. I was afraid Undertaker was going to die, literally. Yeah.
That's true. But that wasn't bad. Come on now.
The first Lashley Goldberg match wasn't great. I didn't think.
Oh yeah, that match did suck. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I didn't think that one was very good. I liked the second one. That was a lot of fun. But
all right, so his last one has been good.
I just looked on Cage Match. Goldberg versus Undertaker is rated 0.57 out of 10.
Haters. These people are haters. They can't appreciate high value.
I found one that was rated lower than that, though.
The Fiend match?
No, Goldberg versus Kevin Nash versus Scott Steiner.
Oh no, that's another like high comedy match. These people are rating based on psychology and technical grappling.
I mean, in a three-way, you throw that out the door anyway. But we do have the Elimination Chamber match, women's side of things. Top contender, Bianca Belair, Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H., Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, and TBA. I think TBA will probably just be Alexa Bliss tonight saying she's fixed and she's going to the Elimination Chamber or something. Yep. What do you think, Jeremy?
It's going to be Mansoor as they're going to Santino him because they've got to get him on the show somehow.
I forgot about that.
And what better way to get him on this show than in this women's Elimination Chamber matchup? So I think it's going to be Mansoor.
That's I love the spot with Mustafa Ali with Tarek Hamedi. I thought that was friggin' awesome. I thought that ruled.
Who?
The Saudi judoka or karateka, the Olympian. No,
the other guy you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's not going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Hannah says, but the question about that Nash, Goldberg, and Steiner match is who won, who lost, and who just existed.
That's the famous, Kevin Nash. That doesn't work for me, brother. I ain't doing that. That's where they broke the script.
Bianca's probably winning this match. You got to set up her and Becky. Yeah. Becky and Bianca has been the plan since I heard Rousey was coming in. I heard that Bianca Becky was the plan.
There you go. Yeah, I imagine that Bianca's going to win. And my actual pick of who's going to be in it, I feel like it's probably going to be like Asuka. I don't think they're going to put Alexa in this spot. I think it's just going to be like Asuka.
Programming note, guys, myself and Denise will be live after this pay-per-view. And then Grapsody will not be on Saturday this week. It'll be on Sunday. So you guys will be able to tune into them a day later. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Jeremy, tell the people about Fightful Overbooked. I really like what you're doing over there.
The kids make fun of me for my ginormous thumbs, just like you
clip
do.
Your nails.
No. Never mind. I won't.
That's that your far. Coke nail, isn't it?
Okay, you said it. You knew where I was going, at least.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Fightful Overbooked. We've got content every single day over there on that channel. We're doing some interviews. My interview with Alex Kane, MLW National Openweight Champion. That drops next week ahead of MLW Super Fight. Joel Pearl's doing a bunch of stuff. You saw Cher in the chat. She has a show, Strong Style, that's going to premiere at some point. We have a new show today that premieres called Dunkin' on Dangor, where we take tweets from Louis Dangor and dunk on him. Louis Dangor is on this show, by the way.
Okay, I was going to say, did you even run it by him? Because I wouldn't have doubted it.
He's on it. Like, I was just like, can we do this? He's like, yeah, sure. So,
dunking on Dangor. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
He got called out by Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins this weekend. So we're going to bring that
Poor
up
guy.
With him.
He's really great.
Do you know
how many people that I've said, okay, listen, I don't have a stance on the him and Meltzer thing, but they're like, bold of Louis Dangor to tell a Jewish man what to think. And I'm like, guys, Louis showed me a picture of him in his yarmulke at his bar mitzvah. Louis's Jewish, guys. Hate to break kayfabe there. Louis's also Jewish. Check it out, guys. I've got an interview with Gabriel Kidd. The timing of that, while he's stirring up a bunch of shit on the interwebs. And he calls out an AEW wrestler and a New Japan wrestler. Actually, two AEW wrestlers and a New Japan wrestler in our interview that drops Tuesday. I'll have some notes on Fightful Select. And this week, it's looking like we're going to drop the Nikki A.S.H. interview because she is going to be in Elimination Chamber this week. So stay tuned to that. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us. Until
thanks,
next
guys.
Time.
The Spotlight, 3 p.m., 2 p.m. Thursdays on this channel.
You don't even know what time. You don't even know what time.
I'm so used to promoting three.
Coke nails. Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.